You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Prescribe drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at diabetic99.com. Watch for free at diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to diabetic99.com.
Federal investigators say a pickup that caused a commuter train crash in Southern California yesterday was not stuck on the tracks. Authorities want to know why the driver drove the vehicle onto the tracks and then abandoned it. The driver has now been charged with felony hit and run, according to Assistant Police Chief Jason Benitez.
Jose Alejandro Sanchez Ramirez. He was a truck driver for a company, and he was driving the vehicle in question. He was taken into custody.
After the driver abandoned the vehicle, he was found 45 minutes later.
Given the circumstances, it's unusual that a person would go 1.6 miles away from an accident.
Several people were hurt in the crash. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Russia will cut gas supplies to Ukraine if it fails to pay in advance for future deliveries. Last week, Russia accused Ukraine of cutting gas supplies to rebel-controlled areas in the east, but Ukraine rejected the argument. This is USA Radio News.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Secretary of State John Kerry is defending nuclear talks with Iran against critics who say the Iranian regime can't be trusted. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Roy says inspectors have lots of unanswered questions about Iran's nuclear efforts.
Iran has continued to stonewall international inspectors concerning its past bomb work.
And Kerry agrees the Iranians must come clean.
The questions have to be answered, and they will be unless... if they want to have an agreement.
But he told the House panel it's still wrong to denounce a deal before one's been made. He says big disputes about Iran's nuclear program remain to be settled, and doing that by the end of March deadline will be hard.
An anti-terrorism conference in Saudi Arabia, attended by Muslim clerics from around the world, has ended with leaders calling for reform in religious studies to promote moderation and tolerance. The final statement from the conference, titled Islam and the Fight Against Terrorism, also called for comprehensive reform in the way Islamic law is practiced and said while no religion is responsible for terrorism, Muslim extremists had distorted the image of Islam. The World Health Organization is telling Europe to step up measles vaccinations, claiming cases fell by half from 2013 to 2014. But the goal is to eliminate measles this year in those places. Health officials say seven countries have reported a total of more than 22,000 cases since the beginning of last year. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome to Talented People. Hello, it is already Wednesday, February 25th. It's 3:06 in the afternoon. And if you happen to have made it through the last week with the freezing temperatures in the Northeast, I'm going to give you some more news, but probably disappointing. Let's see. All right, detailed forecast. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 12, which is actually warm for the last couple nights. Scattered snow showers on Thursday, mainly before 10 a.m. Cloudy with a high about 24. Cloudy on Thursday night with a low around 12 again. And then partly sunny with a high of 23 on Friday. Mostly clear with a low around 3 on Friday night. And then sunny on Saturday with a high of 27. Partly cloudy with a low of 9 degrees on Saturday night. Mostly cloudy again on Sunday with a high near 35. And a chance of snow. Cloudy with a low of 28 on Sunday night. Chance of rain. Mostly cloudy with a high of 43, which is looking good towards spring. And mostly cloudy with a low of 22 on Monday night. And there you go. So we're here in studio today. I'm so excited to introduce one of the other 100 in Chamber of Commerce radio hosts. Her name's Kim Pramatic. And she, your show, Kim, say hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Can. Okay. Tell us about yourself for a second and also about your show.
Sure. So, yeah. So my name's Kim Pramatic. Good pronunciation, Jeannie.
Takes a little practice.
And I just did my show earlier today. It's Wednesdays from 11 to 12 in the morning, and it's called Raising Conscious Kids. And I can tell you how that was created and what we've been doing. And so you tell me where you want to go from here, honey.
I would like to know a little bit about your past, because I loved when anyone comes on and everybody out there listening, Talented to People, is, you know, to get to where you are today with everything you're accomplishing, we need to know where you started. So tell us about...
I love to hear people's stories.
Me too.
Yeah. So I was born on a Friday. No, I'm just kidding. Not going to start that far back.
It's kind of fun, actually.
So my background, I went to school for information technology. And when I started my job, I'm not going to tell you the year. When I started my job at Shared Medical Systems in Malvern, it was during a leap year. And I saw the chaos that was going on. Oh, my God. It was like literally like walking into a crazy movie. Everybody was frantic and all the systems are crashing. And I thought, no, wait a minute. This is one of the top companies. They've since been acquired by Siemens.
Oh, wow.
It's healthcare.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was kind of cool because the chairman and CEO of Shared Medical Systems, SMS, graduated from my college, King's College.
Really?
So it was really cool, yeah. So anyway, when I started and it was leap year, I thought, oh my God, what will systems be like? Like, these are the brightest of the brights, you know, getting recruited to this place. Oh, I just tooted my own horn. I didn't really mean to, but... But literally, like, you know, I was surrounded by really, you know, talented
people,
smart people. And I thought, what is Y2K going to be like? And I vowed to be out of IT by Y2K. And I made it September of 1999. I got out of IT and I took some time off. I loved it when I was in it, but it was very stressful and it took a toll in ways that I didn't realize. You know, like I think you get used to a certain level of stress and it just becomes your norm. And I didn't really, I wasn't equipped with the tools to like manage that stress. So I developed like pain and oh, it was awful. So this was the 80s and the 90s. So it was great time to like, you know, you just went from one company to the next and you just made more money and you got signing bonuses. I mean, it was amazing.
Well, what a difference it is today. But
I
mean, even for IT, because of the cyber hacking and everything, I mean, that's got to be so stressful today. But you're right.
Yeah.
So you were walking out at the right time.
Yeah. So I did that. And it was because my daughter was born. Mm-hmm. And so I worked part time and I really had the dream job. I worked for, you know, a company that I had worked for in the past, so I got to go back as a consultant. Jeannie's opening the lollipop.
I'm thanking you for this. This is great.
I brought party favors for the show before for
Smart.
Richard and Bruce and for Jeannie. I brought lollipops.
Nice. It really is. And my voice can always use it.
And then we can hear this at the last show.
Were you on the last show with them?
No, I was last week, though.
Oh, that's funny. I love them.
We were testing the phones. It was hysterical. Bruce does impersonations. Oh, my God. And I love, love, love Cary Grant. So I just had him talk to me in his Cary Grant voice the whole time. It was hysterical. So anyway, I got out of IT. I became a mom. And then I got heavily into personal development. And in different interviews, I go into different levels of that. But anyway, short story, I got heavily, heavily into personal development. And my neighbor, you know, the universe kind of guides you along when you're paying attention. And she was doing corporate trainings, and she was doing things like exactly what I was studying and doing classes on and courses and workshops and like tons of personal development. And she was doing things on managing stress. And I was like, oh, I could do that. Mm-hmm. So I took the steps and I became a corporate trainer. So I started helping people with the tools that I had learned because, you know, working and God bless the people, I would go in because I was part-time. So I would do lunch and learns like from 12 to 1. It was perfect for me because by that time my kids were in school and I could really support people. And it's so funny, like, and these were Fortune 100 companies, like, you know, you're really on the spot. And if you don't deliver or your hair's the wrong way, you know, you're out. Like, it's like, so it was a level of not stress. I mean, I guess it was stressful. I just was like, I'm not going to be stressed like I was in my last career. So I just, you know, found ways around it. But, you know, the people, what I noticed was, you know, I could be scheduled for like a smoking cessation, like the Great American Smokeout is once a year and nobody would show up. Or I could be scheduled for, you know, different things, important, you know, good things. But, you know, it was lackluster. But anything that had to do with my favorites, which were managing stress with humor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was great. I loved that. Mm-hmm. And also then anything about kids, like helping your kids, you know, managing your family so they're eating better or, you know, creating healthy lifestyles, like anything like that, people would show up. And I kind of thought, you know, these are really my favorite topics. And it's really my audience is showing me, you know, that's what they want. And, you know, we would have times where I remember there was a, oh my God, I was in Newark at a bank, and no, Newark, Jersey City. Well, I was driving and I thought, oh, I kind of had a feeling I should leave early. So I did, I left early, but the whole place was closed down because it was the X Factor auditions in the city. And oh my God, talk about stress trying to get there. But anyway, I finally got there and we got into this discussion. And I shared with them, and these were stressed out. I got a good mix of moms and dads, I got to say. Like, you might imagine that it was mostly moms, but I got a good mix of moms and dads. And I just remember sharing a story with them, and we were all crying. Like, this is in the middle of the day at, like, a high, you know, a high.
Can you tell us the story today?
I can.
Please do.
Do we have time?
Let's go to a break real quick. Okay. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:14 on February 25th, and we're talking with Kim Primatic, and she's telling us these stories. She's going to tell us a really important one, so stick with us. We'll be right back from the commercial break. Talented People.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rap Cobb Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a great day. It's about 3:18 on Wednesday, February 25th, and it's 36 degrees outside in Flemington, New Jersey. And my guest today on the show, which is, she's another host of one of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce shows that's on Wednesdays as well. At what time again, Kim?
11 a.m.
11 a.m., and she's Kim Primatic. And tell us about the name of your show.
So it's Raising Conscious Kids.
And what we were just talking about was Kim's history. And after she was in the IT profession, she kind of went into professional development and some training. And she was just about to tell us the story before the break that drove everyone in her audience to tears back a bit ago. So let's hear.
Yeah. So as I was sharing, what I found that most people made the time, like carved the time out of their busy days, right? So it's 12 to 1. Was anything around kids or managing their own stress. And so this particular one was at a financial institution in, I can't remember if it was Jersey City or Newark. I was doing so many at the time. So we were talking about, it was a pretty full room, maybe 40 people, and we were talking about kids. And, you know, I'm always open to, I do very interactive seminars. I think that's how people learn the most. And I think, you know, when you engage your audience, that's the best way to do it. And it's more fun for me, right? So, you know, you have a PowerPoint, but then you're off in different directions. And everybody comes to the workshop with their own questions, right? Mm-hmm. They have their own families, their own stressors, what's going on for them. And I remember this one woman. And you know, there's, have you done trainings? I forget.
Yes. I don't do the training, but I've been attendee being trained.
Okay. So you know how sometimes people, like when you're in the front of the room, you have all different kind of body language people. So this was a woman whose body language was, she was kind of sitting in the middle and her arms were crossed in, you know, across her chest. And she was kind of like, you know, what does this young one know or whatever? And at the time, my kids were not teenagers yet. And so she asked a question about teenagers. And she's, because I was talking about, you know, it's important to have family time. And that looks different for every family, but it's important to have that family connection time. And she said, well, how old are your kids? And I told her, and she said, well, you know, it's different because I have a teenager and, you know, and so I just checked in as she was ranting a bit, and I kind of checked in with myself, and I kind of put myself in the future, and I said, well, what would I do? And I said, well, although my kids aren't that age yet, what I would suggest, because what I would do personally is, you know, what basically you do for their whole lives. You have to find what they love. What do they want to do? You know, I don't care if they're 2, 7, or 16. There's something that's going to light them up. Now, if it's a 16-year-old girl, maybe that's taking her to the mall and buying her, you know, whatever, a pair of earrings or something. Or, you know, if it's somebody who likes to go outside, you know, there's always something. So in a sense, not really bribing them, but like really knowing them.
Letting them know that you care about what they care about, I think,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah. What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. So I kind of was going down that road with her, and she was kind of softening a little bit, but not too much. And I thought, oh, tough crowd. But some of them were really into it, and some of them, and I know from doing this for years that it's, you know, it's their own stories. You know, who doesn't want their stress to be alleviated? You know, she came to the seminar for a reason. And I just, you know, I'm a prayer. I tell people I'm a prayer. And I just said a little prayer, like, oh, help me reach these people. Like, that's always my intention, right? To give them. And I always say, if you take one strategy home with you and can implement it within the next 24 hours, then our time here has been
invaluable.
Yeah, very successful. Mm-hmm. So as we're going through, and, you know, people are, you know, getting tips, and typically the questions are about family meal time. You know, that's a huge stressor for people. Mm-hmm. I don't care what age they are, whether it's, you know, trying to get the kids to eat the peas, or, you know, making that time for family meal time, you know, as they get older, in, you know, different activities and stuff. So there's a lot of things around family meal time. And I just remember sharing the story, and I was just, it was kind of towards the end. And it's a story, my neighbor's best friend growing up was divorced from her husband. And her husband had, they have two sons. And just great people, great people. And the boys, very, you know, great students, top athletes. And the dad had the boys for the weekend. And they were driving up Route 287. I said I'm probably going to cry. They were driving up Route 287. And a car hit them. And they held hands. The one boy was in the front. It was the one boy and the dad. And they were holding hands. And they were spinning out of control. And the boy said to the dad, I love you, Dad. And that was it.
And that was it?
He died. And the father lived.
Oh, my God. So it was just one of the two sons?
Yes, one of the two sons was in the car. So the younger son is left with the mom. And, you know, you just have to put things in perspective.
Oh, my God. I'm crying, too. I know. I totally agree with you. I have a story, same kind of thing. It's just so awful. I lived down in Baltimore, and I was lucky like you. I was a flexible schedule person. I had a job, but I was at home when the kids were home, in and out. And there was a woman who lived in a townhouse development right down the way from us, and she had just recently been divorced. And she had a daughter and two sons, and the daughter was actually old enough to babysit. She was around 13 or so for mm-hmm. us, and mm-hmm. my sons were younger then. And then she had a little son. He was about 3 years old, and like a 6-year-old. And they would come over all the time. And I just got the biggest kick out of them. I mean, I just really loved them. I used to laugh because I couldn't stand the shoes everywhere. There were 80,000 shoes, and every day I would be, bleh! But I loved the kids. And so we moved, and a couple years went by, and my husband called up, and, you know, he said, this is just a terrible story. I hope you can just sit back, you know. And I said, what happened? And he said, the wife had let, you know, the same thing on the weekends, you know, the husband was in charge of the kids. So we mm-hmm. took the two boys, and he took them up to a property that he was developing, and it was a home that he was making. And they had a flatbed and all this stuff, and they drove up the hill, and then when they got to the top, they were supposed to take the garbage down. So when the dad just didn't look back and ran over, literally, the youngest son.
Oh, my God.
I'm still, to this day, cannot stop praying for that woman every day.
Oh my God.
It was, and for the husband too, like when you tell the story, because there's so much that is just, my whole body is like shaking out.
Me
because,
too.
You know what I mean? Like your story is the same way. This, you just, I can't even, you could just imagine. I know everybody who's listening can't imagine. You just can't imagine.
No.
And that is what, you know, stress is. You know, then there's nothing other than that.
No.
You know.
No.
So, same as your story. It makes you cry. That was a long time ago, but I can guarantee you that it's one of the most on my mind things, like I said, every day. Mm-hmm. When you look at, don't sweat the small stuff, you know, sometimes don't sweat the big stuff if it's not something like that.
Yes.
But that's what we're all about. You're talking, and I didn't mean to go into the other, you know, direction of the story. We have 4 minutes, then we're going to go to the break, and I want to hear more about your radio show, Raising Conscious Kids, and everything about it.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the break real quick, and we'll be right back. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Kim Primatak. Is that right?
Primatak.
Ah! Oh, it's right there. So you got all emotional. And we'll be right back. Thanks. It's 3:26.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Even with a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security looming, a new funding proposal appears to be going nowhere. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
House Speaker John Boehner was asked various ways if the House will go along with a Senate plan to fund the Department of Homeland Security without the immigration provisions that conservative Republicans want and that Democrats oppose.
I don't know what the Senate's capable of passing. And until I see what they're going to pass, no decision's been made on the House side.
One conservative labeled the approach unveiled by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a surrender plan. The department's funding runs out Friday at midnight.
Last night, jurors convicted Eddie Ray Routh in the killing of American sniper Chris Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield after only a couple hours of deliberations. Littlefield's half-brother Jerry Richardson told NBC's Today Show the jury got it right.
He had nothing wrong in the mind.
Routh's lawyers say their client was mentally disturbed. This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
Forecasters say a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the southeastern U.S. should let up tonight or early tomorrow. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal says people seem to be prepared.
There was a significant reduction in traffic coming here into the metro area, which means that the public is listening.
The National Weather Service says the wintry mix is expected to affect portions of the eastern Carolinas, and officials have already declared states of emergency. Alabama may also get hit, according to meteorologist Matt Grantham.
Snow accumulation, especially just north of Birmingham, but and especially between Birmingham and Huntsville, there could be a band of 4 to 6 inches.
Also, below-average temperatures are expected to continue for much of the central and eastern U.S. A new Heritage Foundation report shows the U.S. military is only marginally able to defend the nation now because the Obama administration has cut down on so many troops and weapons. The report shows the U.S. cannot fight two major conflicts at once. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save 50% on the HP OfficeJet Pro 8620.
Offer ends 2/28/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
A black community leader is speaking out about the harm caused by Attorney General Eric Holder during his time in office. USA Radio's senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
As bad as Barack Obama and Eric Holder have been for this nation's race relations, I don't think they will set it back to the point where it'll be irreparable.
That's the view of Joe Hicks of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network concerning actions taken by outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder and President Obama. Hicks says he hopes Americans will wake up and demand leaders who want racial harmony.
There perhaps will be someone new, perhaps a bit more progressive, and by progressive I don't mean in a left-wing sense, but progressive in terms of seeing the need to, in fact, operate for the benefit of all the people and operate in a race-neutral kind of way, a color-blind kind of way, which is what you expect a president of this country to do.
Hicks says it's disturbing that Attorney General Eric Holder says he will get a pound of flesh before leaving office. I'm Jason Wirt.
A dog owner has filed a lawsuit in California against a pet food company alleging thousands of dogs have been sickened or died from eating the company's dry dog food. The suit was filed against Nestle Purina Pet Care by one of the 3,000 people who complained online about the food. Frank Lucido says he fed his three dogs Beneful, and in a month, two were sick and one was dead. Purina says in a statement that there are no quality issues with Beneful. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. It's about 3:34 already on February 25th. I hope you're having a great day. I'm Jeannie, and our guest is Kim Pramatic. All right.
Good job, Jeannie.
That's so funny. All right. So let's go back again now. So you got through the training and development that you were helping, mm-hmm. personal training for people. Mm-hmm. And we were teary-eyed on the story and blessed them as well. Tell us now about how that made you grow into Raising Conscious Kids as the radio show and all the work that you're doing now.
Yeah, great. Thanks. So I that emerged for me, like the market that I love to serve. And then I started working with a coach, and she said, you know, Kim, there's this whole online world that's been erupting while you've been raising your children and going, like, I wouldn't drive to Manhattan. I only did that once. I loved the bus. So I would take like the bus to Manhattan and, you know, or drive to Pennsylvania. I was driving all over the place. And she said, no, here's what we could do. So she had the strategy. And I said, okay, so who do I really, really want to serve? And that's where it came. My favorite is to support families, parents, teachers, coaches. You know, by this time my kids were older. So I saw the need, you know, like parents would, I could still see the look on people's faces when they would come to my seminars, like, just like, please help me, you know, because it's hard working all day, you know, even teachers, you know, teachers are stressed out. I worked a lot with the school and did a lot of community work and stuff. And teachers with the new laws and everything, like there's more, I think everybody kind of, not everybody, but most people feel like they have more to do in the same amount of time, you know, like with downsizing or, you know, teaching, like there's so much paperwork now and all these things. And so that's who I really felt called to support. So I did a Raising Conscious Kids telesummit. And even the name kind of emerged. My husband and I kind of came up with it, Raising Conscious Kids.
It's great.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a conversation starter, and it's fascinating to me how people interpret it. You know, people interpret it in a lot of different ways, so it's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just fun. But so that is my, that's what I started. So I did an online summit, and I said, okay, I'm committing to this. I had no idea what I was getting into. And for anybody who's done an online telesummit, they know how much work it is. But it was such a joy. And I said, I was doing a weekend workshop. Like I said, I do a lot of trainings. You know, they say that, you know, the best teachers are the best students. So
true.
I'm definitely still a student and a seeker. And I said, okay, I'll commit to doing this work. But I want Marianne Williamson on my telesummit. This is kind of like my inner talk, my inner prayer. And lo and behold, it all aligned within, like I had been on her mailing list. I had met her in person and I had been on her mailing list literally for at least 3 years because she said, oh, get on my mailing list. Yeah, I come to New Jersey. And oh, by the way, I want your stress CD, Managing Stress CD, which I haven't done yet, but it's in the pipeline because Marianne wants it. And within a week or two, I got an email from her. She doesn't send out too many. She's like me. I don't like to send a lot of emails because I don't like to get a lot of emails. Mm-hmm. But so she was local in the area and I got to go meet her in person. And so she was on the telesummit. I had just my idea was to get somebody in every area. And that's how I do my radio show as well.
That's great.
So the telesummit really is a one-time event. So it's 3 weeks, jam-packed. It's free online event.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And so I had support in the areas that I feel are important. Well, in Raising Conscious Kids, parenting is important. Your relationship is important with whoever you're raising your children with. We had my ridiculous bliss guy, Matthew Ferry. We had Marianne talking about your role as a spiritual guide. Yeah, the role of parent as a spiritual guide. And oh, by the way, that interview that I did with Marianne is something that I give as a gift when folks sign up to my list, to my mailing list.
On
my website.
So what's the address?
If you go to www.raisingconsciouskids.com, mm-hmm. and you'll see a real cute slideshow, and it just kind of shows our kids go from babies. So the first picture is a beautiful baby. And really, the slideshow just goes, and the progression is then graduating. And, you know, the time, I'm not one of those people that's always like, oh, time flies. But, you know, my daughter's graduated from high school and she'll be moving out in several short months. And really, I've just savored every day on good days. You know, they're not all good, you know, and nobody's perfect. But I'm really so aware of my time and that, you know, every day we don't get that day back.
Right.
And if, you know, and that's one of the big things in trainings is, you know, okay, so you didn't get it right today. Tomorrow's another day. Hit the reset button and you know, try to do better tomorrow. So that's what you'll see. And you just put in your name and your email, and then nice. You'll go directly to, it's a free community that I have. I send out an email a week just to let people know who's on the show, who's on the radio show for the week, and what's new in the goodie bag. We have Raising Conscious Kids goodie bag. And that I, what I do is I take the interviews from my radio show and I put them on my site in the goodie bag. I put the picture of the person, I put the title, I put a brief description, and most people are so generous, they give me a free gift for our community.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, I just started the show in November. So it's just really growing organically. I have resources that people recommend because I only want the resources that are highly recommended, that are vetted. You know, mm-hmm. I only want to put like really mm-hmm. good stuff on there. So the resource section is growing. So, you know, for instance, we had a talk about healthy foods. So I put on there the environmental working groups list, the Dirty Dozen. You know, what foods you want to avoid, or, you know, what foods you want to buy organic because they have, you know, more pesticides and herbicides and stuff. So, you know, helpful things for people in practical areas. Mm-hmm. So like, because what I found was, you know, the corporate trainings are great, but that's an hour. Mm-hmm. I have these people for an hour a month. Mm-hmm. And that's for a client that really cares about their people. And then,
right.
and then, you know, chances of me being able to see the same people the following month are really slim, you know, that they're there, that they're available, that they're scheduled. So that's what led to the telesummit. Like, you could do this from home. We had replays. So, you know, you could do it at your own schedule. I had a package where you could buy it for a very reasonable cost. And because, like I said, I've done a lot of trainings, and, you know, to pay to go to the trainings mm-hmm. and, you know, the transportation and the lodging and everything, it's a lot. So my intention is always to offer, you know, really good value for pricing. And so the radio show is just like the next step, right? So it's really supporting parents, grandparents, you know, caregivers, teachers, administrators, really anybody who's involved with kids, mm-hmm. who wants that support, who wants those answers, who's really, like, our conversation today is like the leading edge of consciousness. It was mm-hmm. amazing. Jill Hope was on with me today. She's from Chicago. And I was like, girl, we are taking this talk. I mean, you know, it could have been an Oprah Super Soul Sunday. It was amazing. She had great content, and it was just amazing. And so, you know, my intention is always to, you know, be informational. I want practical tips, but also, you know, I want to be inspired. Mm-hmm. I love to be inspired. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I always marry. That's my intention, is always to marry the information with the inspiration. And so that's what we do every week.
That's great. What were we talking about with Dr. Paul Marciano? Because I know our listeners out there all know him from Hunterdon County.
Oh, best-selling author. Paul. So, yes. Oh, he's amazing. I met him at a chamber event.
He's amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, in January, I thought, oh, well, what would best serve? And I look at my own life. Like, you know, what's going on? What would best serve me? That's what Oprah does. I figure if it's good enough for Oprah, it's good enough for me. So, she says, you know, what am I interested in? What would support me? So I thought, okay, it's the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So we had, I did some talks on creating your best year yet. That's what I came up with. Okay, 2015, because that's what I want too.
Right.
Like, who doesn't want their best year yet? Hello?
Right, it's only February, so tough.
Yeah. So we covered lifestyle, including nutrition. We covered exercise with Dr. Oz's fitness guru, Step Stewart, was on. I had met him at Dr. Oz's gala in New York a couple times. So I had these like specific people on, and I had Dr. Paul Marciano on, because we had had a conversation on, he's just one of those cool people that when you meet him, it's just a deep conversation. Those right. are my favorite kind of people, mm-hmm. if you can't tell that by now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the weather, blah, blah, blah. I want to go deep.
Right.
I want to learn about you, what makes you tick, and I want to, you know, just have a deep, meaningful conversation, right? Mm-hmm. So when I first met him, we just had this really deep conversation about, I was prepping for a New Year's resolution seminar that I was giving. And he was telling me about behavioral shaping. And so this was just like, you know, at the chamber meeting.
Yeah.
We're talking about this. And so I invited him on the show because I thought, okay, we have these practical things about, and not that those people didn't have their tips as well, but I thought, let's take it, you know, from the scholarly approach and mm-hmm. let's take it, you know, because he's a Yaley. He mm-hmm. went to Yale. Mm-hmm. So so I said, okay, let's talk about the behavior modification. And he gave tips along that those lines. He gave talk about gifts. He gave the PowerPoint. He put it together of what he kind of based the talk that we did, the interview. He made that available. He put that, you know, together, and that's on my in my goodie bag.
That's great.
Yeah. So really like supporting people mm-hmm. to keep those resolutions, mm-hmm. right? Because we don't want to be the 8% that keeps them.
Right.
We want to be, you know, we want to up that number. And it's, you know, just people need support. That's why I'm a coach. You know, I think I have a coach. Sometimes I have multiple coaches. I feel like who can't benefit from somebody in their corner mentoring them.
So, absolutely. Yeah. So great. All right. So you can hear my voice. I don't know what the heck's wrong with it, but we're going to a break. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between. Remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
All right, we're back here, Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Kim Pramatic is here in studio with us today, and she's talking about her radio show. Tell us again about the show and a little bit more about what time, when, how can people listen into it?
Okay, great. I would love to. So the show is Raising Conscious Kids Radio, and it's Wednesdays 11 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you know, that might not be a convenient time for many people. So what I do is I take it and I put it on my website, And I put it in my show archive section. I have my page open right now. So, so it's super simple. You just go to raisingconscious.com, put in your name and email, and it'll take you right to, we call it a goodie bag, a Raising Conscious Kids goodie bag. And so right now what I'm looking at, I just updated it last night for today's show, so it was already. And so what I have at the very top is click here to listen live if you happen to be available from 11 to 12 on a Wednesday. But if not, I have all the shows archived. So here we go. Beautiful. Nicole McCants was on last week, and February is all about love and relationships, one of my faves. So last week, Nicole, talk about, you know, Paul went to Yale. Nicole is Harvard educated. So yeah, we only get the top people who I find are so smart and so inspirational. That's who we want. So we talked about learn the five love languages to deepen the connection with your partner. And so,
what are they? Let's hear.
So, oh, you're putting me on the spot. Did I put them here?
Don't worry.
You know, I didn't put them here. Let me see if I can remember. They are acts of service, words of affirmation, gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Woohoo! I remember that.
That's pretty good. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Run through each of them again. Let's just do a quick thing as to what she said about each of those.
Oh, okay. So, well, the whole idea is to know, the whole point of it is to know what your love language is, mm-hmm. and to know what your partner's love language is. And then you can also do your kids. So let me give you an example. So Nicole and I did coaching together with a Hay House author up in Canada a couple of years back. And she introduced, like 6 years ago, maybe 8 years ago now, 8 years ago. And she introduced me to this book because she's a psychotherapist and she uses this. She does a lot of couples counseling. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, it's this book by Dr. Gary Chapman. It's called The Five Love Languages. So I read it. And then my husband read it, and we're like, holy crap. Because what I realized
Love it.
Was, here, we have an argument. Everybody does. Well, I don't know anybody that doesn't, but we have an argument. And we've been married 22 years. Let me just put that out.
I just had my anniversary last week, too.
Oh, how many years?
23. But oh yeah, our kids are around the same age, yeah.
Yeah, just last happy week. Anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a big deal to make it that long.
I know. I think it is, too. So I love your story. You're in an argument. I know. Yeah. I always am. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're in an argument. And okay, so the argument's over. It's not resolved, mm-hmm. but the argument's over. Okay, so the... And so there goes my husband, like, fixing the toilet or whatever. And I'm like, what? I want to talk. He's fixing the toilet. Like, what's going on? Because I didn't have the awareness. I didn't have the consciousness. My love language is words, you know, verbal, words of affirmation. His, how he shows it, is acts of service. So never the two shall meet.
Interesting.
Never the two shall meet. So what I did, so it's fascinating.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah, it's really, really good for understanding, because otherwise you're feeling resentment, you're feeling misunderstood, you're like, you know, I used to think, what the heck is he doing? But then I got smart. After I read the book, we would have a fight and I would think, well, at least the whatever is going to get fixed.
That's so funny.
And it was true.
To the advantage of what you recognize as a person. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we had a fight anyway.
Do you know, there is a show. I'm going to just plug it real quick. You should also consider having him on the show.
Yeah.
It's Living Consciously, right?
Yeah.
Have you heard about it at all? It's Fridays 2 to 3.
Okay.
And yours Friday is Raising Conscious Kids.
Well, you know, it was funny because when three new shows came on, and there's not that many shows that come up on Chamber that often. It was Raising Conscious Kids, Living Consciously, and something else about kids. Maybe Parenting Matters.
Probably. Well, yes. Been around for a year or two.
Okay, so that wasn't it. But it was another one about kids. And I thought, look at how we're evolving. We're all kind of vibing together, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because I love those theories. Like, I love learning about, like, the five types of personalities, mm-hmm. or whatever it is about love or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he has a whole thing as well. He teaches about sales training and stuff, which is kind of fun. Like, he's trained the Mary Kay sales reps from how to learn how to close a deal just by body language and
who
stuff.
Did that?
The host of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he talks about...
How fascinating.
I know we only have a minute or two left, but he... I was talking about the same as you. Like, I wasn't even engaged to my husband. I hadn't even met him, I think. And I read this book. It's This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. I was only like 18 or something, right? Mm-hmm. And it was one of those books. You just like, I was a real estate agent and I bought all the videos. It was like $700.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And one of the things was about mirroring people and then about mirroring breathing.
Yep.
I'd never heard of that before. Yeah. So I was listening to him and I was like, oh my God, because I used it. And I was like, oh my God, wow. But anyway, so raising conscious kids. Give us a little tip. We only have a minute or so left as to challenges right now that anyone out there, just a little tip to.
Most of the challenges are around healthy lifestyles. They're around eating properly, because look at all the temptation. Look at some of the crap that they serve at schools. It's around creating that time to sit down for meals. A lot of stress around mealtime. A lot of stress around, you know, just lifestyle, sleep. Kids are sleep deprived. You know, the kids have, you know, they have activities. They have to get up early. Sleep deprivation. And I would say, like, empowerment type, like body image, those kind of things. I mean, it's amazing. Go to the website and you'll see the different statistics. It's confounding. It's confounding. But on the positive side, you know, I'm a glasses half full kind of person. Like, yes, there are problems and yes, there are stressors. And that's why I do the show, to support people. So it's raisingconsciouskids.com. And just so you know, Jeannie, the 5 love languages, I actually put up the interview and I have the link so you could go take the detailed test and figure out what your love language is.
Oh, I want to do that.
And your spouse's and your kids.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so perfect.
No, I will. Yeah. And again, people can go to your website. Also, I wanted to mention that if you don't have the ability to listen at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock on a Wednesday, there are archive rewinds for the next and over the weekend. So if you go to the show schedules on the 100 Chamber Radio website, if you didn't happen to go over to your site and you wanted to hear about the show, you can listen to it later in the day on Wednesdays and also on Saturday. And then you can get the archive link from your website as well. So
cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for being on the show, Kim.
Thank you so much. It was super fun, Jeannie.
It's
thank
so
you.
Great to know you. And congratulations on your radio show.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. And thank you for the work that you do for our community. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice of you. All right. It's 3:57 on Wednesday, February 25th. Parenting Matters was supposed to be on next, but we're going to put it on rewind today because my guest couldn't make it into the studio. So anyway, I hope you have a great week. Stay warm. And I'll see you, I guess, in March. All right, take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
For Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather, we're at 22 degrees, clear skies in Flemington, 4-mile-an-hour winds gusting up to 11. Not bad starting off the day with 22-degree weather. Sunny to partly cloudy and a high of 36 today. Winds west-northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy early tonight, followed by cloudy skies overnight. A low of 14. Winds light and variable. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. If few flurries or snow showers possible, a high near 30. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday the 27th, considerable clouds early. Decreasing clouds later in the day, a high of 28. Last day of February, a mainly sunny sky and a high of 29. February's giving us a head fake, making us believe that everything was just fine as it departs. March 1st, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours will become overcast in the afternoon, but a high of 36. And Monday, cloudy early with partial sunshine expected late, a high of 41 for March 2nd. That's not bad. That snow I was talking about on Tuesday has now, or Monday night, has moved to Tuesday night into Wednesday. We'll see. It's pushing further out, but it's getting more and more accumulation. Too far away to talk about, though. Just letting you know. 23 in White House Station, 20 in Clinton, 22 in Quakertown, 20 in Ring.